And we're back on Sunday Morning Live on Resurrection Sunday. It's a couple of minutes before 10 o'clock. I'm J. Thomas Smith along with Val Wilson. And our guest this segment is Jerome Love, founder and president of the Texas Black Expo, and Zawadi Bryant, who is the chief operating officer of Nightlife Pediatrics. Good morning to you both, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning, and happy Easter, all the Magic 102 listeners out there.
Yes, indeedy. Zawadi, good, you're the COO of Nightlife Pediatrics. I'm just curious, how does that Nightlife Pediatrics tie in with the Texas Black Expo?
Well, we're one of the presenting sponsors of this year's Texas Black Expo. We're very excited to be in partnership with an organization such as the Texas Black Expo that's concerned with healthy well-being of the citizens of Texas.
You know, the Texas Black Expo, you being the founder, I know you've been on the program before, but for a lot of folks may not know the story. How did the Texas Black Expo come about?
Well, the Texas Black Expo is the largest African-American empowerment festival in the state of Texas. Our mission is to strengthen businesses, inspire youth, and build better lives. This year, our theme is healthy people, healthy communities. So we're trying to do our part to advocate for the minority community, because when you look at many of the health disparities that are out there, when you look at our death rates when it comes to cancer and hypertension, it's just a travesty. So we're going to have a lot of events that will address that. And thus, we've partnered with individuals such as Nightlife Pediatric Urgent Care and a lot of other sponsors to really do our part to empower the community.
Yeah. Healthy people, healthy communities. It makes sense. Yeah. So that's great. We recently had an event last week, and we focused on health also. It is very, very important. Now, what is the date of the Texas Black Expo?
The date of the Texas Black Expo is June 19th to the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're about 60 days out, so we're not going to be able to get all the information out, but of course, all the date, the information, the full schedule is available at TexasBlackExpo.com. We have a very robust social media campaign this year, so I encourage the listeners to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, at TexasBlackExpo.com. We have an exciting lineup this year.
Well, tell us a bit about that lineup.
Well, I'll try to go through all of it. We're still kind of making announcements, but we'll kick off on Thursday night with our professional networking event. We've partnered with the National Black NBA Association and the Urban League. Tom Joyner will actually be there. This event will take place at the Four Seasons Hotel. Our corporate luncheon will be on Friday at the Four Seasons as well. We have Senator Wendy Davis who's going to be there. So it's a lot of things that are going on.
So you're talking about the Four Seasons downtown?
Yes, sir. The Four Seasons downtown Houston. Tom Joyner is actually going to be our guest for the entire weekend.
Really?
Saturday, we have our old school R&B concert, which is always our signature event. 5,000 people enjoyed the concert last year with Dougie Fresh and Mint Condition. This year, we have MC Light. We have more Day and a Time, and Regina Bell. So it's going to be a fun festival. Once again, all the details are available at TexasBlackExpo.com.
Oh, that does sound great. Healthy. I guess dancing will help keep you healthy, huh?
Yes, sir. We're actually going to have a line dancing competition, which is being sponsored by AARP. So that's going to take place on Saturday and Sunday at the Expo. So it's going to be a fun time.
That's funny. I think Tom Joyner is a great line dancer. Yeah. But Zawadi, your organization, Nightlife Pediatrics, was that a 24-hour emergency facility for kids or what?
No, actually, we are a urgent care that's focused on seeing children.
Okay.
And we see newborns all the way up to 18. Mm. So there are many urgent care options out there, but very few that are focused just on seeing children. And we were the very first that opened up in Houston in 2007. Mm-hmm. We have two locations, one in Sugarland, one in Cypress area, and we were open up our Pearland location in June.
And when you say urgent care, what define urgent care for us?
Sure. Urgent care, we see all illnesses that you would see in your doctor's office, cold, cough, fever, flu, vomit, diarrhea, ear infection, all those common things that happen to children. I had to bring those up. And then we also take care of injuries like cuts, bruises, you fall off you know, a tree or something. We take care of fractures, things of that nature. And we're open after hours. We're not open 24 hours. Mm-hmm. We're open Monday through Friday, 5 to 11 p.m., and weekends and holidays from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're talking with Jawadi Bryant, the COO of the Nightlight Pediatrics, and Jerome Love, founder and president of the Texas Black Expo. Now, at the Black Expo, will you be having a big booth with videos, and you're going to have some of the kids around telling you how great a service you provide?
It's actually going to be a big pavilion. We're going to have our second annual Doc McStuffins Toy Clinic. If you know anything about that, it's one of the most popular kid shows on Disney.
What is it?
Doc McStuffins. It's actually an African-American doctor who is teaching her daughter. Her daughter wants to be like her. So she's a doctor and she operates on her toys. Oh. So Dr. Anastasia Gentles, who's her partner, in my opinion, is the real life Doc McStuffins. I tell her that all the time. Oh. So she's going to come out, be able to interact with the kids. And then on Sunday, we will have the magic of healthy living for them. So any parents who are out there that want to encourage their kids to live a healthy lifestyle, come on out. We partner with Blue Cross Blue Shield. There will be immunizations. Texas Children's is also one of our partners. So there will be immunizations, screenings, bone mass, BMI. I forgot what that stands for.
Body mass index.
Yeah. So we'll have hypertension. I mean, it's going to be
screenings. You have too much fat for your frame.
We've also partnered with the Sisters Network. Yeah, uh-huh. They'll be offering free clinical breast exam. That's different from a mammogram. They'll be there to provide referrals for mammograms as well as funding assistance, but they'll be doing the clinical breast exam. So it's going to be a really fun time. And once again, we can't give you all the information now, but we do encourage the listeners to go to TexasBlackExpo.com and engage with us on Twitter, Facebook, at Texas Black Expo.
And that segment is called the Magic of Healthy Living.
The Magic of Healthy Living. Yeah. That forum will be taking place on Sunday, June the 22nd from 12 to 3.
Yeah, got something for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Or everybody, as they say.
Okay. And, of course, to the business owners out there as well, mm-hmm. we still have a few booth space available. So, once again, on the website, TexasBlackExpo.com, just click on Become an Exhibitor. You can get the vendor packet. We're anticipating more than 25,000 people during the entire weekend. Mm. Phenomenal opportunity to promote and expose your business. So you don't want to miss out on that opportunity if you're a business owner.
And this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, correct?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we've expanded a little bit.
Well, that is great. Yeah, that is really wonderful. Now the concert, is it a concert each night of the event or?
Not a concert each night. We start off Thursday, Friday, kind of more of our professional development. So mm-hmm. we'll have our opening ceremony, our executive reception, and then our professional networking and recruitment event. So we have Accenture coming out. We have the Freakin' Companies, Republic. They're going to be there recruiting professional level talent. Once again, we partner with National Black NBA and the Urban League. Then on Friday is our business development coffee and conversation. We have the founder of Priceline.com. Then the concerts and the quote-unquote funner stuff take place starting Friday night. We have our Black Friday kickoff party at the House of Blues and then the old school concert on Saturday night.
Okay. So when those companies are there, are folks who are looking for work, they bring their resumes and the like, they're going to be interviewing?
It's more of we're doing it different from a traditional career fair. This mm-hmm. This is not a entry-level type thing. It's more for professional and executive-level positions. So it's more of a reception.
Oh, okay.
So it's an opportunity to network, to kind of get to know the folk. But it's not really a job fair with the table and let me interview you. It's just kind of to get to know, exchange information, and then to kind of follow up from there. So.
Right. Okay. That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. So, and then the Wendy Davis, Senator Wendy Davis, she's going to be, is that going to, what will be the event or segment that she'll be appearing?
She will actually be at our corporate lunch, and this mm-hmm. is one of our annual events. It's being presented by the Texas Legislative Black Caucus. Actually, Sylvester Turner, state representative, is actually our official chairperson this year. The luncheon is also being chaired by City Council member Larry Green. So she will be the keynote speaker at that event. We'll be honoring those who are supporting advocacy for healthcare within the community. So our corporate honoree will be Blue Cross Blue Shields, and our small business honoree would be Nightlight Pediatric urgent care. Now, I don't know if they qualify as small business anymore. They're about to open about 15 locations across the state, so we might have to change that category. Yeah. So,
I'm just a question, Zawadia. Has the Affordable Care Act affected your growth, or has it affected the vision that you have for the company?
Not directly, but indirectly. Most of the people who went out to the exchanges were adults, and we see just children. But just the exposure, the emphasis on healthcare overall has indirectly, positively impacted us.
Yeah.
So we really encourage people to get healthcare, and we always advocate for children always to have healthcare.
Yeah, obviously, if they had expanded Medicare, that would have made a would have included more kids in as far as getting the healthcare that they need. So that's a very important area to look at. Again, our phone number is 713-390-5102 in case you have questions about the Texas Black Expo coming up. Perhaps you're a business person, you're interested in getting a booth, or perhaps you're a consumer, you want to get more about how this might benefit you personally. Just give us a call, 713-390-5102. The city of Houston, they're involved in this program, are they not?
City of Houston, the mayor Niece Parker has been phenomenal. She just really kind of took this organization under her wing about 3 years ago. She was actually the honoree at one of our breakfasts, and they've just always been supportive. The Houston Arts Alliance, DM Jones, their director, I mean, they're just amazing, and they're doing their part to really showcase the city of Houston. Greg Ortel and his team at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, they've just been amazing partners and have helped us with our regional exposure, marketing, and sponsorship. They've just been a tremendous resource in whatever it is that we need.
So. Right. Now you do this, is it in Houston every year, or does the event travel?
It is in Houston every year. Okay. We were founded here in Houston, and then initially we were with the Houston Black Expo, but then we expanded once we saw the overall vision and how expansive that the organization could be, and then we became the Texas Black Expo. So it's really exciting, the growth that we're seeing as an organization.
Yeah. Now you've already given us an overview of a lot of the the healthy theme, healthy people, healthy community theme. But for the average person who might attend, what can they, besides a lot of information, I mean, what can they take away from it? What's the takeaway?
Well, once again, it's hard to put everything out there. So I want to once again encourage people to engage with us on social media, Twitter, all that good stuff, where we'll be putting out all of the announcements. And of course, use hashtag TBE2014. But all in all, if you're a business owner, if you're trying to be empowered and encouraged, we got something for you. We have entrepreneurial workshops, trainings. We have tremendous networking opportunities. It's going to be a fun time as well. We have cooking demonstrations throughout the day. For women, we have our Diva Dialogue Women's Forum with Sybil Wilkes from the Tom Joyner Morning Show, MC Light, as well as Rashonda Tate Billingsley, a literary cafe, a cultural arts pavilion. I mean, we have a college fair. I mean, if you're a parent and want your child to go to college, don't know the steps in applying for financial aid or scholarships, we'll have those type of workshops. So we really try to have something for everyone. And we have something really special for the youth this year. We haven't made the announcement. I mean, it's major, major, major. We're partnering with a major media outlet, bringing in some major talent in. We'll be making that announcement in the coming weeks. So make sure you, once again, stay tuned to TexasBlackExpo.com.
Yeah, you all have really grown over the years. I'm just looking at how big this has become, you know, with all of the talent, the sponsors, and of course what you're covering. I think now, does can one register for just one day, or must they register for the whole
the good thing about it is you don't have to register. The event Saturday and Sunday is free. All of the events that I mentioned is free of charge, except for the concert. The Black Friday party is a ticketed event, and of course the luncheon is also a ticketed event. So if you want to get a table for the luncheon, I encourage you to go to TexasBlackExpo.com. You do have to RSVP for that. The professional networking, you would need to RSVP for that as well. But the Saturday and Sunday part is free of charge. So you can come out and see MC Light and Rashonda Tate Billings in the Literary Cafe, free immunizations, the health screenings, all of that is free of charge. The Magic of Healthy Living, the Doc McStuffins Clinic. We're having a poetry slam with Seven the Poet this year. I mean, it's just so much going on, and it's all free of charge.
Yeah, that's the big part, free. Did you hear that, folks?
It is free.
Now, it's going to be, everything is going to be at the Four Seasons?
The professional networking, the lunches, all of that good stuff will be at the Four Seasons. Uh-huh. The concert is an outdoor concert at Discovery Green, and then the convention and all of the trade shows, the booths, exhibits, that's going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas.
Well, that's great that everything is free. So there's no excuse for
anyone to not get
the information about all of this healthy living, the magic of healthy living and healthy life. This is great. Healthy community. I'm just looking at this. This is so great. And your website, let's give that website one more time because people really need to get all this information.
The website is TexasBlackExpo.com. And once again, if you connect with us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Texas Black Expo, and don't forget to use the hashtag TBE2014, we'll be making announcements for our upcoming lineup, all of the different events, all of the sponsors, the schedule, all of that good stuff. But you can go to the website, TexasBlackExpo.com. It has a lot of the information now, but we're still kind of adding features and talent, and we'll be continually rolling those out over the next month or so.
And give us that hashtag one more time.
Hashtag TBE2014. Hashtag TBE2014. We're actively involved on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and our handle is at TexasBlackExpo.
Wow, you must have a technical expert to keep you interacting with all those websites. Huh?
Certainly. Actually, this is the first year we hired a firm, Etched Communications. Mm-hmm. So they've really kind of come in and helped us to streamline our systems and really engage the community in terms of social media and our marketing and advertising. So they've been they're actually one of our partners as well, Etched Communications. They're one of our sponsors.
That's fantastic. Well, folks, you got it. You almost have it all, but you have to go to the website, TexasBlackExpo.com, to get all the complete information. Zawadi Bryant, CEO of Night Light Pediatrics, want to thank you for being part of the program. Any final thoughts or suggestions?
Well, also go to our website if you want more information about us. We're at nightlightpediatrics.com. And look out for our Pearland opening in June.
All right. Jerome Love, president and founder of the Texas Black Expo. I know you're going to have a successful event 2014,
yes, sir.
Like all the rest of them.
Yes, sir.
Keep on growing. You just keep taking the top higher up, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to do my best.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's-